This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, I have to admit that I've caught just about every kind of fish that swims in Illinois waters. I have never have caught one of these. In fact, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources has placed a $100 bounty on black carp, each one that's turned in. And 7th through 9th graders are invited to participate in a special event. Also, it's time to plan on attending a wing shooting clinic. All these and much more will be discussed during this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to the WSMI Outdoors program. As mentioned earlier, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources is encouraging all fishermen in the region to report and turn in any specimens of invasive black carp that they capture. The IDNR is offer a $100 bounty for each black carp harvested by commercial fishermen and all sport anglers, bow fishermen, etc. The bounty is available to captures within Illinois and the surrounding area. Based on this information, which may be includes the states of Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, Kentucky, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Tennessee, the fish are valuable to scientists in providing information that may assist in the management of this fish in the future. Most recently, the Indiana Department of Natural Resources has reported a black carp capture from the Ohio River near Evansville, Indiana. If you suspect you have caught a black carp, please call the IDNR at 217-785-8772. That's 217-785-8772. Fish should be kept on ice, not alive and until turned in. Having cell phones from several angles can be share and assist in rapid identification. Cell phone photos, from several angles. These fish look a lot like a grass carp, but they're not a grass carp as well. Okay, and students entering grades 7 through 9 can register now for a Science Day Out Exploring Wetlands field trip hosted by the Illinois State Museum Thursday, July 25th from 8 to 5. On this free hands-on science field trip, students will travel from the Illinois State Museum in Springfield to the Dixon Mounds Museum and Abaquin Preserve in Fulton County for a day filled with authentic science opportunities. Lunch will be provided. For registration, visit the website on the IDNR website. That'll be www.dnr.illinois.gov. Also, wing shooting clinics will be conducted this summer in Illinois IDNR sites, cooperating gun clubs and hunting preserves as well. Most clinics are conducted on weekends, and wing shooting clinics for youth ages 10 to 15 and women provide instruction on safely firing a shotgun and a moving target with reasonable reliability. Hunters wing shooting clinics are hands-on and include extensive live fire at a variety of clay target presentations on sporting clays courses designed specifically for teaching typical hunting situations. For the wing shooting schedule or clinic, you can see the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. We've got some pretty good fishing for each of Illinois' three large coronary engineer reservoirs as well as our own local waters. In fact, at the Rend Lake in the state's southern reaches right now, largemouth bass are rated good. Minnows, spinnerbaits, worms, and black and blue jigs are working doing the best action here. Reports of fish are coming in the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. You can fish the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes as well, and fish along the ridges and along the rocks. Crappie are rated excellent. Mealworms, small, medium minnows, quarter-ounce tube jigs, pink and white, doing the trick here. Shallow water, fish attractors from shore, fish near the structures. Hotspots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky, the Sailboat Harbor, the Markham Coves, and the Ina Boat Ramp. Try the Jackie Branch Breakwater along Mine 21 if you're a shoreline fisherman. And bluegill, good on small jigs, worms, waxworms, mealworms, crickets. From the shore, try the Sailboat Harbor and the Mine 21 Road. Try fishing with crickets. Worms or small jigs, all doing well. And the channel catfish, excellent. Lots of channel catfish coming in here, as they are throughout the entire area. Excellent on large minnows, leeches, hoss hogs, catfish bait, night crawlers, and commercial catfish baits of all kinds. Try leeches in moving water. Drift fish the flats. Set your line from 3 to 4 foot of water. If you're fishing from a boat, try the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch, Jackie Ranch, and North Sandusky Dayes areas. And white bass, good inline on inline spinners. Curly tail grubs, reports of fish are coming in along the 154 bridges as well. And at Carlisle Lake, the lake is currently at 450 and a half. Watercolor is still good. And still keep in mind that this is still about 5 foot high, this lake. White bass, a lot of these fish are coming in. Tail spinners, slab spoons, all types of spinner baits, working best on a white bass. Catfish, an abundance of these fish are coming in as well, and they're big ones too. And the largemouth bass are fair on commercial catfish baits. Our largemouth bass are fair on live baits. And the crappie are slow, but that's all right because a lot of anglers are going out for white bass right now and producing good numbers of these fish. And in the tailwaters, it's very good for white bass particularly. So there's good action to be had there. At Lake Shelbyville, the lake is currently about, maybe a foot or two above normal. And still clear, looking good. And I think anglers are catching good numbers of crappie as far as crappie go. But you got to spread out and work the entire shoreline to catch a good number of crappie. They're not all concentrated now like they were earlier. And the white bass, they're turning on as well. Good numbers of white bass are coming in, and anglers are catching good numbers of these fish on all types of live and commercial catfish baits. Oh, that's catfish. Okay, live and commercial catfish baits are working for the catfish. And the white bass, they're using spinner baits and all types of tail spinners and slab spoons to produce the white bass. So that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, I wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.